It's the first class of graduate students at the Cornell NYC Tech Campus. 8 graduate students in all. And with me is the school's founding dean, Dan Huttenlocher. So, Dan, who are these first 8, the lucky few?
These first students are all students who have a strong technology background. So they have undergraduate degrees in fields like computer science. But they also have a strong interest and usually demonstrated skills in using their technology expertise to make a difference in the world. They're students who have a broad range of backgrounds and experience. Some of them are coming straight out of college. Some of them have been out in the work world for a number of years.
So, you know, there's been a lot about how the campus is going to be built on Roosevelt Island. Is that where they're going to be?
No, the Roosevelt Island campus is still in the planning stages. And then we'll actually be constructing the academic buildings out on Roosevelt Island. So it won't be until the fall of 2017 class that we'll actually be physically located out there. So we are now in temporary offices, although it's temporary for multiple years, temporary office space in Google's building at 8th Avenue in Chelsea.
So what's that like, having students? Are you doing stuff with Google? Is it just a workspace for you?
So for us, these are separate offices in the building, and it's really just a workspace for us, although I hate to use the word just because it's a really spectacular workspace, a workspace that is very oriented towards our collaborative style of work on this campus, the sort of open floor plan style of interaction. And while we are collaborating with Google, Google's one of a set of companies that we're collaborating with. So they're both our landlord providing us this wonderful space and then also a company that we're collaborating with among a broad range of companies.
So what do you mean when you say collaborating? Does that mean that Google people are going to be teaching classes or your students are going to be doing internships at these companies?
So we have a set of companies who we're working with, and there are two main ways right now with respect to this, what we're calling beta class, that the companies are interacting. One is that companies are sponsoring projects. Each student has to do a master's project, and the master's projects need to have both a supervisor from industry and a faculty advisor. And so the companies we're working with are proposing projects where they will have their employees act as the industry supervisor piece of the project. So that's one piece. And then the other piece of interaction is that we have the curriculum is structured in a way that's a little more common in, say, a business school or design school, where the academic part of the curriculum is just 4 days a week, Monday through Thursday, and then on Fridays we have what we're calling the practicum day. In fact, it's a course we're calling Entrepreneurial Life. And then we have people from a number of companies, nonprofits, others in the New York area coming in and running workshops with our students on Fridays. So there are really two ways that companies are engaged, one through the student projects and the other through the practicum, the Entrepreneurial Life practicum.
And will the classes feature online learning with professors in upstate New York?
No, the classes will all be taught physically here. And part of the reason for that is that as a master's level program, this is a very hands-on apprenticeship style of education. And so we will have the faculty for the program all here. Some of them are faculty from Cornell's main campus in Ithaca. But they will physically be located here to do their teaching.
It's interesting that you're calling this the first beta degree program. So beta, that means like you're sort of trying it out. Does that mean that this could sort of change and morph before 2017 when the first students taking classes on Roosevelt Island or the campus will actually open?
Absolutely, things will change. You know, we're trying out a variety of things here in terms of how to build more effective ties between the master's level education and graduate research in general and companies. And a lot of that's coming from learning by doing. And so the particular structure of the ways we have the projects set up now, the particular structure of the Friday practicums, those things will undoubtedly change over the next few years. And so this first class in particular, where we're, you know, really for the first time trying some of these things, certainly expect to learn from that and modify things to make it even better.
I guess lastly, I want to ask you mentioned that the students were people that wanted to change the world or had a vision for the world. What did you mean by that? What are you hoping to get out of this first class?
One of the challenges, I think, for all of us these days is that technology has become such a potential enabler of change in a very, very wide range of areas, not just in what we think of as technology areas traditionally, but everything from media to health to fashion. And so we're interested in students who have the technology sort of chops to really do things that are innovative in technology, but who also have a passion about something where they want to use technology to change something in the world in a variety of possible areas where technology can be used and applied.
Dan, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Dan Huttenlocher is the professor of computer science and the founding dean of Cornell NYC Tech.